This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. China and Taiwan may disagree on political issues, but on Thursday they reached an agreement to protect investors. The agreement is important because China and Taiwan do not have diplomatic relations. China claims Taiwan as its territory. But Taiwan has been self-governing since 1949. The sides agree to open new industries to investment and to inform the other within 24 hours if an investor is arrested. Talks on the deal have lasted 2 years, but they have been slowed because of the different legal systems in the two areas. Chinese negotiator Chen Yunlin and Jiang Binkun of Taiwan signed the agreements in Taipei. They set up a way to negotiate, or an arbitration mechanism. The deal also will open new areas of business and industry to investment. Chinese interests had held back investment because of fears of a change in Taiwan's government. Market experts expect Chinese investors to buy shares of Taiwanese companies listed on Taiwan's stock exchange. Experts think high technology and travel industries will receive a lot of investment over the short term. Taiwanese share prices are considered undervalued, although companies are doing well. Jack Huang is a lawyer in Taipei. He says China will buy stocks and seek partnerships with Taiwanese companies, especially in technology.
Quite a bit of the investment dollars, either from the Chinese companies or from the Chinese government wealth fund, that they will find a decent percentage of that into Taiwan stock. All things considered, Taiwan stocks are undervalued. Taiwan companies are fundamentally sound.
Taiwan's economy is over $430 billion. Taiwan permits Chinese investors to buy directly into Chinese companies in 247 industries. They can also buy up to a 10% share in most companies. Experts in Taiwan say China wants to invest in the island to support efforts at political reunification. The Nationalist Party, or KMT, of Chiang Kai-shek went to Taiwan at the end of the country's civil war in the 1940s. Today, Taiwan has several political parties. The main opposition party held power for 8 years, starting in 2000. President Ma Ying-jeou of the KMT has sought closer economic ties with the mainland. In 2010, China invested $1 billion in Taiwan after a deal that year reduced tax rates. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. For transcripts, MP3s, and now PDFs of our programs for e-readers, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Mario Ritter.